wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here at our Healers Advanced Training. And today's training is very special. And it always seems that, at least from my end, we prepare so much. We bring so much into a relatively short time that it becomes an incredible, spark. Vertical energy that allows us to bring everything else we know, everything else that we are doing into a whole new perspective, into a whole new experience, into a whole new awareness. And that, of course, is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of our Healers training to make us able to be there at a higher level, to be there at a higher level in our existence, to both ourselves and for others. As it is one and the same, and maybe at some time in the past we thought that those were two things separated, but maybe they are separated when we are still struggling through our everyday life, and at times we do still. But on the other level, we already, as we are struggling, we still already have this awareness that our life is not our own, not only for self, and that empowers, at least it empowers me every time I remind back to myself when I go through my most difficult moments and my most difficult struggles, at a very basic level. An example that may resonate with you: somebody comes for help. And I may not know all the answers. I may not have the tools that are necessary for them at that moment. And right at that moment of the highest level of challenge, here I am. I have to deliver. I have to be there. At that moment, I remind myself that simple, seemingly simple fact that I'm not here for myself, that I'm not alone at this. And the moment I'm able to do that from the bottom of my heart, from the level of my highest awareness, to be able to express it, not only internalize it, but also express it outwards in what I am doing at that moment and what I'm saying at that moment, suddenly something new arrived. Something new I didn't know was possible. It could express in a signal, in a sign of some external form. It could come as a sign of an internal change of state. It could come as a surprising reversal, mirroring of, something that I thought to be a challenge to now be felt as the best opportunity and reward. And it often happens relatively quickly. And how quickly that happens, of course, depends on the preparation that I've done earlier, to the preparation that I've done through the daily walk, daily journey. An example from earlier today. Maybe that's kind of an example that it's a continuation of this thought. A student who were working long distance, and first we had a short conversation. We shared certain moments of truth, and then we stood up and we started the meditative state, and the energy came so strong and so beautiful, and the student felt that experience. And I said, well, why don't we narrate this moment, and you narrate it for me as it happens, and this will help you to be in the now, in the experience, not in the now per se, that the way it's usually used, but being in the unity of the body and the mind and the energy. Being in that. And as she began describing, she says, wow, Eric, I'm getting better, aren't I, at this meditation? I'm getting better. And I heard myself respond. That is what I'm saying, a continuation. I heard myself respond that you're not getting better at the meditation. What is happening is this, that it is the same as when we are on water and how well the water holds us is an indicator of the purity of our heart. The more pure our heart is, the more pure the energy that is allowed in and that is exchanged out. The more willing the water is to hold you and to carry you. And the more forceful the experience is, I mean, sometimes we are able to learn how to keep ourselves afloat on water. And some people do. And if that is through force or the degree of force that you hold yourself up on water and you just learn that feeling alone, learn the technique alone, then if a wave comes, suddenly, it doesn't hold you anymore. And if a wave comes when you have this continuous progress of purifying, cleansing that inner experience and raising the level of awareness, then suddenly that wave no longer becomes an obstacle. You either dive in and let it pass. Because you have no fear, you will come back up. Or you literally ride that way and use it. And it depends on the way, it depends on the time, where you are at, and what the need is. You can either do one or the other, and both are fun. Both are fun. But there are those daredevils that actually go look for best waves to do just that. And they do that not because they like to put themselves at risk, but because it makes them feel powerful. Not to be dependent on any external changes, but to literally be able to use those that others may find dangerous for you, they become vehicles for even a greater trust and faith and transformation. So I shared that with her, saying that it's not that you become better at meditation itself. Meditation is a vehicle. Meditation becomes better when you have greater purity. And that is where you got better. And when you have greater purity, not only your meditation seems better, but also your ability to accept love and to share love, and your ability to experience joy independent of the obstacles presented. But often, making those obstacles as part of the journey, a necessary part, maybe a rewarding part at times of the journey. Imagine the difference of being afraid that an obstacle will come because you won't be able, being afraid that the wave will come. What kind of a experience is that? Always being afraid. You never are enjoying the moment. You never. Because what if a wave comes and you won't be able to hold it? Imagine the change where you say that a wave is no obstacle. Analogies, but they're important, especially in the topic of today, which is building of today, the building of today. That is how, really, we experience. When we are not fighting endless future possibilities. Imagine that's what's happening to a lot of people. Why a lot of people cannot sleep at night, why they cannot experience love and joy. Just because they're in a state of fighting countless possibilities that could potentially be. Harmful. Or continue, of course, fighting past events that already gone. and often both. Doing great. We embody those thoughts. And often in our struggles, which we all have our own struggles, we miss the maybe we don't miss it anymore. Maybe we forget to remind ourselves. That our existence and the way we able to receive the greatest level of joy of our existence. Not all existence, because maybe it is all existence, and I'll try and show the two. But our existence depends literally on the definition between knowing and not knowing. This is where we gauge it. This is where we experience it. This is where we see the reality of being alive, between knowing and not knowing. And as we've said for many years, that the highest level of moving in that direction is the element of surprise. The element of surprise of what is it that has been presented to us that we did not expect. and fulfill the element of surprise. Inspire them. When we are able to do that, then we experience growth. If that does not happen, we are still somehow forced into sensing life at a stage of knowing and not knowing, and often it ends up to be a certain form of sabotage, of self-sabotage, where we seem to overreact, diminish, pull back on all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and then fulfill it back again. That's a survival way. Of receiving the message of being alive. And I talk about it somewhat when I say that we see some people who are overly anxious. They literally hurt themselves somehow. They try and inflict literally physical pain on themselves in different ways. Children sometimes have that challenge. Unfortunately, we see that. And adults as well. And then the process, of course, invites attention from others, and it's also not only that, it is inviting the attention of the body and the recovery process is that element of self recognition, self awareness. Again, feeling that you're alive. And when people come for help, they come at exactly that state. Sometimes it is, well, often, more often than not, it is an unconscious state of self-inflicted, non-voluntary self-infliction, wounds for the sake of survival. And it's a norm. Not something, you know, we need to feel bad about. It's the way the body, the mental state is enabling the survival. And when we start with the energy work, the first thing that happens, the energy starts coming, and when we raise the energy together, the energy starts coming, and there's no more need to inflict any pain to experience life. That becomes quite emotional. And again, it happens on a unconscious level most often. Conscious is only when you are in control of things, when you have choices, when you are receiving energy as you're moving forward. Everything else that happens is unconscious. It's reactive, unconscious, without a choice. So most people that come for help in the beginning, the very first steps are completely unconscious. Completely. And then levels off consciousness start coming in. More conscious and more conscious and more conscious and more conscious. Until we can literally do miracles together. And until then, they're unconscious. Listen to the energy. Let's give it a few moments. And then we'll go to apply. Apply this. Interesting how there are really two stages of acquiring the day. And the day is the journey of of growth. There's two stages, and the first stage is when we go through trying to self-power, trying to force the change. And we force the change in many ways. We either desire it so much and can't keep it away from our mind and don't sleep at night and don't digest the food until it happens. And in Buddhism, they call that the jiriki, and it's a self-power. It's a liberation through hard work. And often we see it in in the different traditions of limitation, limiting the postures or movements, limiting the thoughts, limiting the breath, limiting the food, limiting the joy or any other expression. In those limitations, by trying to self-power, to force the mind into submission, force the body into submission. It's called Jiriki. And that's an old school. And for those who know, between the lines you may find, as you read and once you understand the energy a little bit, you may be able to find how that was almost method to arrive to the new school, to the next stage. It was almost a necessary step, almost like a child into an adult. Where it's called the Tareki in Buddhism, where you are liberated by something other than yourself. That's quite interesting, because that sounds like a form of faith, but it is, but in it's again, it's practical element, and something that other than yourself could be translated in so many ways, depends on your, you know, vocabulary, on your experience, on your level of awareness. But it is a state in which, as a simple introduction today, it's a state in which you bring yourself to be surprised. When you are no longer controlling in advance the outcomes, you're not limiting, you're not controlling. It's when you're conscious, unconscious, and the power of nature all become one. In every form of art, in every physical activity, in every level of advanced work, everyone reaches a certain point where they begin from a jiriki or self-powered, desired, goal-setting force and disappointment to a point where they exhausted all of that and nothing else works after that point. To take the next step, to take the next level. to reach the perfection of that art, something has to happen on itself. Some kind of inspiration that comes from beyond knowing and understanding. And that is the Tareiki. And that question of the ages was, how do you make that happen? Can you reach it without having to go through the trial and errors, without having to prove first to yourself that you can't reach it unless you're stuck? If we would know how. Maybe it wouldn't be as valuable, because it would be another effort. So, again, this whole concept of how to discover how and know how to do it was very difficult, because it would oppose to the whole concept of it. We don't know, we just do. That is faith. If somebody would tell you, well, there's nothing you can do about it, nothing you can learn about it, you just go away, be very disappointed, and because you know there's no solution. And then an inspiration happens. That is the change from fear to faith. But we have to wait for that moment. Very often through our work, I see that we take the taste of what it feels like. And then after you taste what it feels like, you are trying to force it and often go back to the jiraiki. And I see a lot of people for many years meditating. They may have tasted somewhat. And then they, the rest of their lives, are trying to understand, know, and force it to happen. And, of course, you understand that it won't. So we wait, but we don't have to. We have to make sure we don't wait too hard, but that will be counterproductive. You can't wait too hard for it. You can't force it while you're waiting. You have to wait at a state of openness. And to do that is to apply all of those fine-tuning techniques. That we are learning here. It's kind of waiting. As an expression of purity of the heart. And the techniques really help us free that. And then the inspiration becomes something that comes when the time comes, when needed. It's an effort, but really, it's also effortless in the process. a different kind of effort. We talked about that in our past presentations of the building of today. And I think there is a shift that is happening right now where this what we are speaking of and embodying becomes a true possibility. A true possibility for many because we are shifting, as we have talked about this, we're shifting from the discovery of uniqueness and individuality as a form of expression of self that separates us from others to a form of expression of self and discovery of self that contains the benefit for us by that uniting. And as we, more of us are doing that, of course, it makes it easier for everyone else to become aware of and to apply in practice in their life and hopefully also to find a way to self-reflect, to meditate in a different way, not meditate in a way of reliance on self-power, jiraiki, but reliance of something bigger than self, the tareiki. Of course, it's the same in many traditions. I'm just using today the example from the Buddhism. But the truth is only one. And last time we discussed the ancient knowledge that had to do with the I and the emptiness, which is exactly the same formula. The shell, the external shell, and the inner content. And the building of the self, which is energetically equal to today. Building of the self from a state of fighting, self-empowered, to a state of accepting, which is the inner joy. So the second stage the tareiki is the building of the future from the unknown, from the surprise level, from the level of growing purity and faith. From the place of state of being where the water holds you and you have no concern. But actually are equanimously, accepting the wave and the stillness of the water. Because you don't have to fight it anyway. And the surprise is not an obstacle. If you don't have to fight. Let's embody these concepts with very simple inner keys. And I often recommend, and we often use the basic inner keys to embody very high concepts. Because it makes it easy to trust in the process, to have faith in the process. That's what we practiced them for so long to do. So here's the first inner key, and we're going to embody, we're going to use them as a container for everything we have described this far. The building of the now, the building of today. So here's the first inner key. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want. To receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To experience today as it flows from the unattained to its form, from the undefined to its form, and fill my head and my being. Of course, it holds everything which we have expanded on today in this simple key. Take your time. Listen to the energy. Here's the next energy. Please repeat it with your inner voice. I want to receive a lot of energy. To bring that non-existent into existence, not contained into contained. And fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. Take your time. I remember, wait it out, but not too hard. Softly. Let it come. Let it come to you. Doing good. The next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To bring the emptiness, the uncontained, into contain. And fill my chest cavity. Take your time. Excellent key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To bring the uncontained, the emptiness, the surprise into reality, into expression. And fill my upper abdomen. Beautiful. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To bring the uncontained into the contained. To bring that recognition of self that is gained from the undefined into the defined. Into my reality and fill my lower abdomen, lower abdomen. In the moment, of course, we internalize the key, we go back to our body and observe the experience that it gives us, as if it was a sign, a language of a best friend. We listen to it without judgment. We practice the exact words as we've said. You're doing great. Next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To express my surprise into a form of inspiration, and fill my legs and feet. You're doing well. Excellent. The final inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. To find my inspiration to find my inspiration from the uncontained. Into form. To find myself. As a journey of today. From fighter, self-empowered, to the expression of my inner joy. And fill my entire body. Head to toes, top to bottom of my spine, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. The energy is rising, the energy is changing, right? I want to thank you for being here today, but at the same time, I want you to stay in this energy a little bit longer. There's something magical that happens. Right after we complete our meditations, I think it happens because somehow we are still holding back because there's certain responsibility of being here together. And the moment the tension of responsibility, even the slightest, is gone, we are finally, suddenly experience this new flow of being. So here we are. The building of today, from the fighter, the expression of the inner joy, from the uncontained to the contained, from the G-ray key to the Tare key, patience in faith. My name is Eric Vall, and this is our Advanced Healers . I'd love to hear your feedback on today. Until next time, thank you for being here.